Friends can help us thrive during tough times. Whether it's spending quality time with loved ones, finding peace in nature, or the unconditional love of our furry companions, these connections help us stay present and have healthier relationships with ourselves and others. How do you build strong connections? Share what makes you feel connected at chooseconnectionak.org. This message is brought to you by The Alliance.
In local weather today, it's mostly sunny with a high near 56 degrees and calm winds. Tonight, patchy fog after 1 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 44 degrees and northwest winds around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. Tomorrow, which is Friday, a 10% chance of rain after 4 p.m., patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 59 degrees and west winds around 5 miles per hour.
Broadcasting of the tides on KSDK is brought to you by Muddy Water Adventures, providing reliable, locally run water taxi services and sightseeing tours on the ocean and Stikine River. For more information, call or text 907-305-0206 or visit muddywateradventures.com. Broadcasting of the Stikine River level on KSDK is brought to you by Alaska Waters and 56 North, guiding visitors through our ancestral land since 1994. For more information, visit alaskawaters.com. Send an email, info@alaskawaters.com, or call 907-305-0495.
The U.S. Forest Service is planning to build a few dozen new cabins on the Tongass and Chugach National Forests in the coming years. The agency is proposing higher fees, $75 a night, to help keep up with the increased cost of maintenance. Coast Alaska's Angela Denning reports.
Lifelong Petersburg resident Brian Richards and his wife stay at Forest Service cabins every summer. The 40-year-old says they reserve several cabins that they travel to by boat.
It's like a bucket list. We want to use them all, you know. I'd say we prefer cabins by lakes or rivers, you know, water. It just kind of adds another element.
The couple sees their cabin stays as good for their mental health. Richards calls it natural therapy, which helps them reconnect.
The more we get out there and walk around and look at the trees and listen to the birds and just, you know, disconnect from civilization, I think it's just, it's incredibly beneficial.
Richards is excited to see more cabins coming to the area. The Forest Service plans two new cabins on the Tongass this year and four next year. They're mostly on the road system for increased accessibility. There is one near Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Juneau. Similarly, there are six new cabins scheduled for the Chugach with half built this year and half next year. That means that the Forest Service needs to set the nightly fees for the cabins soon. The agency is required to have fees set 6 months before they charge them.
And it can be tricky.
John Suwamala is the recreation program manager for the Tongass and helps set the fees. He uses a cost analysis that looks at several factors, such as local economies, and what similar cabins are going for.
Part of it, too, is just, local expertise, you know, from the districts, people that live in these communities, you know, just kind of thinking about what are the prices within these communities now and, you know, what do you think your neighbors are willing to pay.
The nightly fees for staying at a Forest Service cabin in Alaska mostly range from $35 to $75. All of the new cabins are proposed for $75 a night, except for two. One near Ketchikan is $65, and one at Juneau's Mendenhall Campground is $125 because it has electricity and nearby showers. The new cabins are just a fraction of what's available to the public. The Tongass has 142 cabins just in Southeast. Most are remote and get visitors less than 10 nights a year. Suwamala says the popular, more accessible cabins help subsidize the remote ones. And that's their hope with the new cabins coming on board. But ultimately, he says, the public will help set the price.
We want feedback to, you know, to get an idea. Like, are we way off here? Do you think it should be higher? Do you think it should be lower? We can't raise the fee based on feedback from the public, but we can lower it.
As for Richards, he says $75 a night won't be a deal breaker for him and his wife, Ola.
Because it's worth it for us. I guess my concern is for a lower income family, I would hate to think that someone wouldn't stay at a cabin because they can't afford it. I think that's a real shame.
The deadline for public comments on the proposed cabin fees is July 2nd. People can comment in person, online, by phone, email, or snail mail. Reporting for Coast Alaska, in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
The Craig City School District on Prince of Wales Island is facing an over $1 million budget shortfall for the next school year. So the city of Craig, the largest town on the island, is considering a hike to their sales tax rate. KRBD's Jack Darrell reports the city council is just trying to figure out by how much.
School districts across Alaska are grappling with budget deficits, from rising operational costs and state flat funding. And Brian Templin, Craig City Administrator, says the city council is figuring out how far they're willing to dip into their reserves.
So the city council recently talked about the issue, and from some other funding that we had available, it looked like we were about just under $1 million short of having revenue to fill the gap for the school district.
Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed a bipartisan education bill in late March that would have significantly raised public schools' funds. Templin says that's partly to blame for the deficit, in addition to it just getting more expensive to run their schools. All in all, the district is short about $1.2 million in revenue. Templin says that the $1.2 million would be just enough to keep the school district above water and limit how far they'd need to go into their cash reserves. Templin says the council needs to increase the city's revenue enough to fill that gap, and fast. For Craig, he says raising the sales tax rate seemed to be the most logical solution. One idea is to raise the sales tax across the board.
So the first question is whether or not folks would prefer to see that flat tax increase year-round, or whether or not the residents would rather see a seasonal sales tax split.
Craig currently has a flat 5% sales tax. Templin says they could raise that to about 7.5% to meet their goals. Or the city could do a sort of seasonal split rate to ease the burden on year-round residents. Craig gets a lot of summer visitors looking to hunt or fish. So Templin says that could look something like 6% through the winter and 8.5% during the summer months. City staff sent out a survey to gauge public input on just how to roll out the increase.
The common understanding is if the public does not want to see very much of an increase or doesn't want to see any increase, then at the same time they're making a decision that that's the level that they want to fund the school district at next year.
Depending on the results of the city survey, Templin says the final form of the increase proposal will be on a ballot before city council in October. In Craig, I'm Jack Darrell.
And next, the Alaska Economic Report.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $85.66 per barrel to $85.04 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $78.38 per barrel to $78.02 per barrel. Klawak, a community on Prince of Wales Island, welcomed the community's first cruise ship last week. Local leaders hope it will usher in a new era of economic viability for Klawak. KRBD's Jack Darrell was at the newly built port when the cruise ship came in and has this story.
Alaska's newest port, until a few months ago, was full of piles of milled timber in knee-deep mud. Now, on its opening day, local kids and adults in traditional hats and robes are dancing on the concrete dock below a banner that says Welcome to Port Klawak. A bunch of tourists off a sleek white cruise ship in the inlet watch and take pictures. After the first dance, Eva Rowan, a local teacher, addresses the crowd of visitors. Those light clacking sounds are the abalone shells hanging from her dance apron.
You're in the territory of the Thlinkit people. Before migration, this whole island and islands around it was Tlingit Ani. And a lot of the people in this dance group, they're all part of the original clans from this area.
The crowd are the first cruise ship tourists to set foot in Kluwak. Rowan teaches them a Tlingit word.
Goodness, chief. Thank you.
Today's the result of 18 months of planning by tribal leaders. They've watched the salmon and logging industries leave the area and are hoping to revive the town's flagging economy with tourism. Don Nickerson is the mayor of Kluwak and president of Kluwakinia, the local native corporation. He says seeing their kids dance and be proud of their culture was something special.
You know, we looked at the economy, you know, in our community, and then, you know, we realized, you know, we have so much culture here. You know, not only on our land, but with our artisans, our artifacts, and, you know, the stories that come with Kluwak.
Nickerson loves Kluwak. He says he's lived here his whole life and wants their kids and grandkids to be able to do the same. And Kluwak is modeling their new tourism economy on another southeast village, Huna.
Guests are looking for more unique experiences, and where else to get those than in our native rural communities?
Russell Dick is the CEO of Huna Totem Corporation. That's the Alaska Native Corporation for Huna and Glacier Bay. He was at the helm in the early 2000s when Huna Totem unveiled Icy Strait Point, a tourist destination near Huna they built from the ground up. It now brings in mega ships from all over the world and accounts for more than half of the economy of Huna.
When you look at Icy Strait Point, you see the values of the community imprinted on Icy Strait Point. You don't see the community of Huna becoming a tourism community because we've been able to build it that way.
And Port Kluwak is owned by Dick's Huna Totem Corporation and Doi Unlimited, the native corporation for interior Alaska. They're operating under the name Nadina. Dick is actually the one that contacted Kluwakinia about building the port of Kluwak as the next Icy Strait Point.
Yes, this is just day one. But imagine, look 5 years down the road what we can build in a place like Kluwak and Prince of Wales Island. It can be absolutely stunning and amazing.
After the speeches, Kluwakinia, Doi Unlimited, and Huna Totem exchanged commemorative plaques with the captain of the Seabourn Odyssey, a fit, smiling Bulgarian man. Then, the mayor cuts the big red ribbon with a pair of comically large scissors. Aaron Isaacs, a village elder, was front and center for the ceremony. He says the Kluwak he knew as a kid was different. It wasn't an easy place to grow up.
Everything was tough life. There was a lot of things we didn't have.
But now he feels hopeful for the future.
I am so proud of what they're doing. The village corporation, the board of directors, I'm very proud of what they're doing.
Not everyone had as good of a day, though. Stacy Scan owns a coffee shop called Real Tradish on Kluwak's main drag. She calls it an unapologetic indigenous space. She hoped the Odyssey would bring customers, and only two showed up.
I just think there's just a real lack of collaboration between businesses, city, and tribal entities.
Still, she's hopeful.
I thought it can always be a positive thing. I don't really have a bad opinion. It's just I think our city could do more.
And then the cruise ship's gone. Nadina and Kluwakinia are hoping to slowly ramp up. The next ship docks in town in 11 days. In Kluwak, I'm Jack Darrell.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.
The Alaska Economic Report is made possible by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours.